The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation awarded $4.4 million to the VCU School of Engineering to collaborate with other research universities on an opportunity to supply developing countries with affordable access to AIDS drugs.
We've actually assembled a really interesting cast of interdisciplinary researchers from MIT, Florida State, and the University of Washington that have unique skill sets that are going to allow us to examine how we can actually reduce the cost of AIDS drugs globally. And each one brings a specific expertise that's needed to address this issue.
Dr. Frank Gupton is an engineering research professor and chairs the Department of Chemical and Life Science Engineering. With his extensive experience in pharmaceutical process development, Dr. Gupton is the principal investigator for the team. He said the World Health Organization considers nevirapine a first-line therapy for the treatment of AIDS.
Nevirapine is actually the first drug we're going to take a look at. We need to be able to show that we can actually effectively reduce the cost using some of this collaborative expertise.
The mission is to come up with a dramatic change in pharmaceutical manufacturing technology, to identify a manufacturing route leading to nevirapine that employs the lowest cost raw materials and ultra-efficient manufacturing tools.
Once the drug comes off the patent, the cost of the active ingredient becomes a major portion of that cost, and most of these AIDS drugs are pseudogenerics because there's not much margin in them because they're for third world applications. They can't really afford the ability to purchase these drugs. What we're looking at is actually new manufacturing platforms as well as new chemistry that's been developed to streamline the pre-existing processes that were developed when the drugs were patented.
In the U.S., most people today aren't aware, Dr. Gupton said, of the extent of what is still an epidemic disease globally. John Ogle, WCVE News.